We recently interviewed Janet Gigo about the start of a West Virginia Basic Emergency Medical Technician class. Janet will be the instructor of that class and tells us about it.
The EMT class is going to be offered again this fall. It's the national curriculum for EMT basics. We will be having the class this year in Green Bank. The first class is Thursday, August 24th at 6 o'clock in the evening. All the classes are going to be from 6 to 10 in the evening. They'll be on weeknights. We have no Friday classes, no weekend classes. Classes are going to be usually 2 to 3 days a week. There may be 1 week that we have class 4 days just in order to be able to finish everything by the end of the first week of December and then do our testing the second week of December. There's no need to pre-register. Anybody that shows up and is interested in taking the class will be in the class. We'll do registration that night. I do have a correction to make from the information that was in the newspaper, and that is that I have just learned that the tuition has been increased from what it was last year. The tuition is now $300 for the class, and then the book will be about $100 more, and then there's a slight fee for other materials. In order to take the class, you don't need to be a member of a department. One advantage of being a member of a department is that sometimes they will pay your tuition, and so that's worth looking into.
Janet says that anyone who thinks they might be interested in becoming an EMT can come on down August the 24th and start taking the class. If they decide after a few classes that it's not for them, they can drop out without being charged any tuition. Janet lets potential students know that the class does involve a lot of work.
It's about a 3.5 month class, and it's a lot of work for the student. I'm going to be using the same textbook I've used for the last several years. It's called EMT Complete. If you know somebody who took the class in the last 2 or 3 years, this is the book they have, and they may be willing to let you use it for the class. We've had excellent pass rates every class that I've done with this book.
Janet points out the advantages to becoming an EMTB and some of the medical conditions that modern EMTBs can diagnose and treat.
There's always a good possibility of being able to pick up at least some hours, if not a full-time job at the hospital. They're always looking for EMTs. During the winter, Snowshoe is always looking for EMTs. And then every squad needs more people that are volunteers just to give them a better chance of having somebody who's available through the day and through the night, because ambulances respond 24/7, 365. It's a lot more interesting than it used to be in the old days, and some of you listening will remember the days that we just rushed out, threw people on a backboard, put oxygen on them, and drove very fast. We don't do that anymore. EMTs get a lot more training in how to do a good physical exam, and based on the exam that they do, they can figure out what sort of treatment is needed, and in many cases can do the treatment. It's a little bit more rewarding than when people thought of themselves as just the personnel in a big white taxi cab on the way to the hospital. They can measure glucose and determine whether somebody is having a problem with their sugar being too high or maybe too low. If it's too low, of course, you can treat it. You can also treat people who are having anaphylactic severe allergic reactions. You know, they don't have to have their own treatment. We'll have that on the truck and you'll learn how to use that. People who are having severe asthmatic attacks, you don't have to get a medic for that. You can treat that. You'll learn how to run 12-lead EKGs, because that's something that in West Virginia, EMT basics do right at the beginning of a call for anybody with possible cardiac chest pain.
If you think you want to be an EMT basic, come to the Green Bank Observatory Science Center at 6 p.m. on August 24th. For more information, call Janet at 304-456-3298. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.